Lively Stones Meditations for Friday, the 6th of May, 2022. Their clothes are small. Reading from Deuteronomy, chapter 15, verses 7 to 8. If there is among you a poor man of your brethren, within any of the gates in your land which the Lord your God is giving you, you shall not harden your heart nor shut your hand from your poor brother, but you shall open your hand wide to him and willingly lend him sufficient for his need, whatever he needs. In a recent telephone conversation with our six-year-old eldest granddaughter, Jill had a discussion regarding old clothes and what to do with them. Ella, for 'twas she, had firm views on the subject and declared that old clothes must be given to the poor, because their clothes are small. That, at least, was the gist of the story that I drew out of it. While this is a charming use of words in a novel way, just the sort of thing that all grandparents love to hear, it also showed a young girl with a caring heart. And the more I thought about Ella's expression, the more I felt that there was a truth in those words, depending on your understanding of the word small, of course. For among the meanings of the root of the word poor is rest content, to be acquiescent, or in other words, to have little or no desire or ability to make a change or improvement in circumstances. In the spiritual sense, the poor man of your brethren is without the willingness to reach higher in faith and holiness. Our clothes, our garments, represent the Lord's covering hand upon us. So if we rest content where we are, what need have I for the deeper life in Christ? Then I limit my covering from him and I wallow in my spiritual poverty. I remain small. Thus, in Deuteronomy 15, verses 7 to 8, we're exhorted to do all that we can to help our brother out of his poverty and into the rich life of Jesus by praying and encouraging without condemnation. If the poor man responds, he will find that his clothes, God's covering, will grow at a greater rate than he needs, because when the Lord gives, he does so abundantly. Maybe I'm stretching this analogy too much. I don't think that Ella had quite this thought in mind. Her wish to help those poorer than herself is, of course, laudable. However, another thought occurs to me. Before I came to know the Lord, I found myself, if not poor exactly, certainly without much in the way of disposable income, while at the same time suffering from expanding girth. My clothes were small at that time, literally. Lord, help us to appreciate your abundant provision and not set ill-conceived limits on your promises. You are greater than we can understand, and only our pride stands in the way of your mighty blessings. Lead us deeper into relationship with you, and let our garments be garments of praise and thanksgiving, so that we do not think in a small way, but glory in the riches of the fullness of your presence. Meditate on these things. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verses 6 to 8. The Lord kills and makes alive. He brings down to the grave and brings up. The Lord makes poor and makes rich. He brings low and lifts up. He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the beggar from the ash heap, to set them among princes and make them inherit the throne of glory. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and he has set the world upon them. Today's song is about peace, love and joy, which is ours when we embrace the greatness of God. It's called Peace Like a River in My Soul, from YouTube's Listener Kids. And finally, a holy command, Oswald Chambers on love, love with all your strength. It is his perfections, not ours, his patience, his love, his holiness, his strength. There is a danger with the children of God of getting too familiar with sublime things. We talk so much about these wonderful realities and forget that we have to exhibit them in our lives. It's perilously possible to mistake the exposition of the truth for the truth, to run away with the idea that because we are able to expound these things, we are living them too. From Our Brilliant Heritage.